Do you remember this time last year? No. Well, we all met at St. John's Broadbridge Heath for our second annual joint service of praise and covenant together. What have you done in the past 12 months? What have you done? Why do I ask that? Well, do you remember these names? Jimmy Young, Judy Cox, Paddy Beresford, Guy Bridgewater. Where are they now? They were all there at that service 12 months ago. What have you done that means they're now scattered near and far? And obviously, great praise needs to go to Natalie, Bernard, Kate, Alan, myself and others for sticking with you. And even greater praise to Rebecca and Brian for joining us, despite this apparent cull of church leadership that took place in 2018. Well, the truth is, none of it was your fault. Well, maybe a little, maybe, but not really. They all left Horsham because they were called away. So it's all God's fault, really. He's the one that called them to us, and he's the one who's called them into new stages of life and ministry, with all the upheaval, the sadness of parting, the excitement of new starts and new friends to be made that a move entails. And we continue to remember those who aren't with us any longer in our prayers, in our thoughts, exchanging Christmas cards or liking recent Facebook posts. We keep in touch with those who have walked beside us in friendship and fellowship. And at this time of year, over Christmas time and the start or the eve of a new year, we often look back. Look back over the past year and further back too. To remember the good times. To remember those who were with us last year, but who are no longer with us, separated either by distance or death. And also remembering those who departed this life more years ago. Their memory somehow shines brighter around Christmas and New Year, which means, too, the pain of loss stings a little more than usual. And we raise a glass to honour their memory as we reflect on another year passing. But as well as looking backwards, we also look into the future as well. Most of us with New Year's resolutions, however long they may last. But we look to booking summer holidays, sorting out plans for the new year. We begin to look ahead. But how? How should we look ahead? Well, if you remember Jimmy, Judy, Paddy and Guy, and the reason they left Horsham is to follow God's call upon them, then what about us? What is God's call for us this year? And I don't just mean those of us with white plastic around our necks. What is God's call on your life this year? Where will God lead you? What is he calling you to do? What is he calling you to start? What is he calling you to stop? What is he calling you to pick up or to put down? What is God seeking for your life in 2019? Each and every one of us who calls ourselves a Christian is a follower of Christ. And that means where he leads, we follow. So where is God calling you to follow him this year? And when we think about that, it might cause us a little discomfort when we realize that God has a plan for our lives, for my life, and for yours, an individual plan, a calling that is distinct to you. Don't believe me? Well, it's Christmas, isn't it? Don't we remember over Christmas time the angel going to a young girl in an outlying village and saying, "Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. Bear his son. This is God's calling to you." Didn't the angel go to a carpenter and say, "Don't be afraid. Take Mary as your wife. Bring up the child as your own and teach him well. This is your calling from God." Didn't the angel also go to the shepherds in the field and say, "Do not be afraid. Getting a theme here. To you is born a Saviour. Go and see, then go and tell everyone what you have found. This is your calling from God. So the message of God to you today is, do not be afraid. I am calling you. Hear my voice. And whether we are humble workers, whether we have little worldly understanding, whether we own our own business, whether we're considered great or least among our peers, God has a message for you. God has a call for you. God has a plan for you in 2019. Are you listening? For some of us, that call may be to embody the section of the letter to the Colossians we heard read this morning. To clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. To bear with each other. To forgive one another if any of us has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord has forgiven us. And over all these virtues to put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. That would be an excellent start in following God's call on our lives. But are we also ready to be called from our comfort into new and challenging experiences? Are we ready to be called out of our current job and the safety it currently gives us? Are we ready to be called to another part of the country, to another part of the world even, to proclaim the gospel of Christ to new people? Are we ready to hear God's call for us? Do not be afraid. The babe in the manger last week reminds us God is with us. Emmanuel. And today in our gospel reading, we remember that the growing child Jesus already knew that he must be about his Father's house. Or as other translations put it, why do you search for me? Did you not realize I must be about my Father's business? Where will we find ourselves when we meet again on Sunday, December the 29th, 2019? Where will God's call have taken you? Where might it have taken me? Wherever we are, let one thing be common to all of us. May we be about our Father's business. May we all be answering God's individual call to us. Amen.